This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, today is Wednesday, so that means we are going to take the walk with the weaponized woman. That is Keita Bussey.
Hey, what's up, Bill?
I went to the doctor today.
Uh-oh.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, that's good.
He gave me the stuff. So I'm feeling pretty good.
There you go.
I am doing the show with my pants on, though. Are you?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that. I would never do that.
Where in the world are you at right now?
I'm actually home right now for 2 days. I'm between South Carolina class and Texas class. So I have enough time to do... Oh, shoot. I forgot to start my laundry. I have enough time to do my laundry and repack, and that's about it. Good thing you asked, because I wouldn't have had any clean laundry.
Oh, goodness. Then you'd have to go everywhere without any pants on.
Exactly. Well, we'll see how many complaints I get. I don't think the airport would like it too much.
So, I had the opportunity to go and observe some of Keita's class the other day on Saturday in the Midlands in Columbia, South Carolina.
I wish you had more time so you could stay and shoot.
Well, now, you know something. Here's the thing with this, Keita. In 2018, I took James Yeager's class in June, and it just about killed me. And in 2019, I took Steve's class in October, where it was 103 degrees, and that just about killed me. And being down in Columbia in the sand, how'd you like working in the sand?
It's pretty tough on the knees, not going to lie.
Yeah.
We were all hurting pretty bad.
Yeah, that's part of the problem. And let's open this up with this. You advocate shooting in the crouch, right? Because you think in that coiled up, that energy
crouching
release
tiger,
position. Say again.
Crouching tiger, hidden dragon.
Right. You think that is a good way to go simply because it makes it easier on your sight picture, right? It's almost like using
It also makes it easier to push out of position because the first thing you have to do when you want to move is get low. And
right.
Then you're already low, so it saves you time.
So somebody like if Dave Harrington was to take your class, you know, he's got two bionic knees. He's already had his knees replaced.
Well, I had a guy in the class who's had two knees replaced. By the end of the class, they were a little sore, but it's better than doing it before knee replacement, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, see, I haven't had my knees replaced yet. Probably won't. And but I understand what you're doing because one of the reasons I wanted to go watch Keita and I wanted to watch her teach was I have believed for some time since I got a copy of your book that there's actually a little bit of a corollary involved where you look at a lot of, either you have looked at a lot of disciplines or you instinctively know how a lot of disciplines operate and everything, just simply because of the way you move around your gravity.
Right. I definitely have.
So with one of the things Keita does, for example, is if she's having to do something where she's leaning one way, she believes that you, is this IDPA or IPSC? What is it? What is the discipline?
USPSA was the flavor of the weekend.
Okay. USPSA. Now, I've competed once or twice in a bowling pin shooting contest where we didn't have to move. Well, but we didn't have to move, you know. I could have moved back then. Back then I could move, but we didn't have to move on that one. But I never had thought about all these multi-stage movements where you have also got to maintain your weapon going down range.
Right, because it's a game. It's not the real world 360. It's a game where we have an audience, and it's not so nice to point your gun at the audience. So we have this 180 rule where you can't point the gun back at the audience.
So you have to take up all that 180, that 180 degrees in front of you, but you cannot go behind you. And I found that part ingenious. If I were a USPSA competitor, that would definitely be a must-have class. Yeah, that would definitely be a must-have class. Now, you had a couple of USPSA-type shooters there. What was it, Baron and Michael?
Yes. And in the following class, I had Jessica Hook and David Lyle. In addition,
yeah, I saw where you hooked up with the young Miss Hook. I didn't see the other person. So, can you get in trouble for running from stage to stage and inadvertently muzzling somebody as you go?
You would be sent home. You're not allowed to finish the competition. So sometimes that happens, and it's not anything unsafe. It's just breaking a rule. Other times it happens, and you end up pointing a gun at someone, and then it's unsafe. But either way, you get sent home. You get disqualified.
Do people ever fall down on those stages or anything, or and they inadvertently do it, and they still get sent home?
Yes. So maintaining muzzle safety is an important skill to learn when falling down. So it's a good thing to practice where you're pushing really hard, and there's potential for falling down and trying to prevent yourself from falling down. But if you do fall down, then practicing maintaining that muzzle safety so you're not flagging the audience. And also having your finger off the trigger between positions, so if you do fall, you're not going to send the round off.
Did you have you ever fallen?
Yes.
Now, see,
fell on the very first stage at the South African Nationals.
Muzzle the crowd?
The muzzle was pointed at the target. I actually engaged the target while I was falling.
Oh.
I shot the rest of the stage from my butt. It would have taken too much time to stand up.
That's a very serious focus there. That's a very serious focus. So the other thing that struck me, and I want to get into this in this next segment, is your choice of the gun that you use. Because the other thing... One of the things I really noticed was that there were no Glocks there.
Right.
I saw on the day I was there, I think Gene had an FN. Rick had a SIG. The other two gentlemen had tricked up STIs, and you had the Tanfolio.
Yes.
Now, the Tanfolio looked like a fistful of gun. Does that have anything special done to it as far as the spring on it or anything to make it more competitive or more friendly for you when you're running the stages?
Well, J.J. Ricaza did a trigger job for me, so he lightens the trigger a little bit. But the spring weight is factory because I want to make sure it runs.
And what caliber do you shoot?
9mm.
Nine, okay. Now, I don't know why I thought you shot 40. I know Michael shot 40. But I don't know why you
shot. I used to shoot 40. I went back to 9 because it was pretty hard on the elbows.
Yes, I'd imagine it was. We're coming up on the first break, and Kida is the head of 180 firearm training. Where would they find you?
180firearmstraining.com, or you can email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
And, of course, the book. Where can you find that?
Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports by Peter Buffy is available on Amazon, or you can email me for a personalized copy.
Yeah, do the personalized copy. It's a kick. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin. FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. We're speaking with the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey, who I got to observe this past weekend. When these guys are coming, and the class I observed, that was the beginner's class, the entry-level, what was that?
Well, I wouldn't call it a beginner class, but it was the movement class. I have a movement class, and I have an advanced class. In the advanced class, we talk more about mental management and training plans and things like that.
Has anybody ever told you you do your footwork a little bit like a fencer?
No.
Well, I mean, that's what I was saying. One of the things that I noticed was simply that you instinctively have those sort of tendencies. At the same time, the way you transfer weight and everything and the way you take off and all this other stuff, I would imagine how many people get hurt doing it the wrong way?
Everybody who does it the wrong way gets hurt.
Yeah.
Sometimes even if you do it the right way, you can still get hurt.
Why would you do it the right if okay. If you're doing it the right way, why would it get you hurt? Just because it's a physical thing or
just because it's a physical thing. If you're anytime you're moving aggressively, it's easy to lose control.
Now then, with Gene, for example, we know that Gene's knees are bad.
And his hips.
And his hips. So he's got a couple of maladies like I do. Did you have to make any allowances for him? Did you say, okay, don't worry about being all balled up in a coil or anything like that? What did you do?
No, I had him get down as low as he could, but mostly I was having him move his joints and muscles front to back rather than side to side because they just don't move that way. And once he started doing that, he said he was in less pain than any other class he's ever taken.
Well, I would imagine that's true. But, I mean, most of the classes that I, like with Steve's class was all about mastering your grip of the gun and the trigger and all that other stuff. He's trying to drive that home to us over and over again. So there wasn't a lot of movement in that. And James's class, which, you know, those are the last two I've taken. With him, it's just getting off the X, as he would say. But it isn't, there's nothing else involved in his movement, although he does teach, you know, he has movement where you're doing like the figure eight around the barrels and everything else. Is the USPSA movement, is that more realistic than a figure eight around the barrels?
Sometimes we have to do things like that on a stage, but it's typically just moving from point A to point B in really any direction, and a lot of times we are moving around obstacles. That day one is, the day one of my class is very physically demanding. So for Gene to say he wasn't in the pain he expected to be in, and he's been in more pain from these other classes because he wasn't moving properly, that's saying a lot because it was very physically demanding compared to these other classes.
Is it wrong for me to suppose that one of the things that you were not necessarily trying to teach them to do was to shoot?
No, fundamentals is not something I teach. I mean, if you come to the class and you're not gripping the gun properly or something like that, we'll have to correct it before I can teach you the movement. So I can correct it, but it's not what the class is about.
Right. Right. And I guess I get that simply because until I saw your class, right, I've always thought that I'm going to be in a short stance anyway. And when I say a short stance, like I'm going to be just standing there and then something is going to happen and I'm going to be drawing the gun. I had never considered the benefit of getting into sort of a springy crouch.
Yeah, it's a much more stable base to shoot from.
Right.
So that helps your accuracy. It helps shock absorb your sight, and it also allows you to easily move in any direction.
Because that can be a very vital thing, can't it?
That could save your life.
It was remarkable how many things you seem to have borrowed from, which I'm almost certain you've never, like I made mention of a guy named Mercury Morris, who used to play football for the Miami Dolphins,
mm-hmm.
who did the stuff that you were trying to get them to do with the short stutter steps, and then, you know, you're doing that while you're making a decision which direction you're going to go in, and then you start doing a ever-lengthening stride till you're at full speed.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know
any athlete worth his salt or her salt is going to do that naturally.
But for some, well, yes, for an athlete that's been taught to do that and has done it the whole time, but how many people come to you and they've never done movement?
A lot.
Yeah.
So in USPSA, I get a lot of engineers or people who have played a lot of video games and maybe played an instrument, you know, not really athletic people tend to get into the shooting sports because it's considered not to be a really athletic sport, but it is becoming an athletic sport.
In some of these three-gun matches, I know they have a lot of running from stage to stage. I guess that's to stimulate the adrenaline dump?
Yes. Three-gun is far more athletic, I would say, than USPSA. They have a lot more long sprints, which we don't typically have.
Have you thought about going into three-gun?
I have. I did shoot a three-gun match once. It was a lot of fun. But my focus is USPSA.
I understand. After watching, I filmed this. I watched her students shooting, and then I watched Keita go into it. And I'll talk about that when we get back. Now, Keita, of course, is back on the road, finally. You've got a class that you're trying to find out in Wisconsin if there's any interest in that, right?
Yeah, Wisconsin and Minnesota. If you would like to take a class, email 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. Working on setting something up.
Maybe that, you know. Keita had a big class lined up, and then everybody got scared because of the riots that were occurring in Columbia. I don't know of any riots that ever occur on a gun range, though. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing on Wednesday discussing police practices and law enforcement accountability. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan is blasting his colleagues on the other side of the aisle for not speaking out regarding defunding the police.
They know it is pure insanity to defund the police. And the fact that my Democrat colleagues won't speak out against this crazy policy is just that frightening. Think about what we've heard in the last few weeks. Heard the mayors of our two largest cities, Mayor Garcetti, said he wants to defund the police. The mayor of New York says he wants to defund the police.
The Trump administration is opposing a Democratic proposal to extend a $600 a week federal unemployment benefit approved in the response to the coronavirus pandemic. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia saying it was necessary at the time, but is no longer needed as the economy begins to recover. This is USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is defending a fellow Republican's op-ed in the New York Times. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican is criticizing the newspaper for apologizing for running Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton's opinion piece that called for U.S. troops to assist in the streets after American cities were facing violence and looting from protests.
Oh, but the facts couldn't hold a candle to the hurt feelings. Hurt feelings. The New York Times had erred grievously by making people confront a different viewpoint.
Cops, a reality TV show that follows police officers in the line of duty, is over. Paramount Network has canceled the show, which was scheduled to debut in its 33rd season next week. That's according to The Hollywood Reporter. The program had been initially pulled from the schedule following the death of George Floyd, but the network saying now they don't plan to bring it back. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey. Just out of curiosity, when you brought the gentleman on to Mr. Maynard to discuss the OODA loop, is that a principle that you apply to when you're teaching your class as far as addressing a target? Or
yes and no. So it's not exactly the same as in real life. It's a game. So within the game, I have this drill in the advanced class called the contingency drill. So the OODA loop is basically where you've already made a decision about what you're going to do in particular situations. So when they happen, there's no hesitation. You just act. So that is what we do in the shooting sport. So we may have a situation where you're going into an array of steel, and typically, you don't want to go to slide lock, and you want to be moving when you reload to absorb the reload time into movement, so you're multitasking. So let's say you have an array of steel, and you have to take a makeup shot. Now, you know if you have to take a makeup shot, you're not going to have enough ammo for the next position. So then you may have in the back of your mind, okay, if I take a makeup shot here, then I know I have to reload, even though I didn't plan to have a reload here. Or maybe the steel is visible from two different positions. If you have to take a makeup shot, you just let it go from that first position and know you're going to make it up later on, even though that's not part of your original plan and you hope that doesn't happen. So you're making a contingency plan for if something goes a little bit sideways, but it's got to be really simple if you're going to have one.
So with USPSA, they have some sort of a control on how many rounds you actually get to load?
It depends on your division. So I shoot production, which means I get 10 rounds in magazine. If you're shooting PCC or open, it's really only limited by how big your magazine is. So you may not run out at all, and then you can take all the makeup shots you want.
Do makeup shots get charged against you, though?
Say again.
If I take a makeup shot, is there somebody actually counting shots, or is it only going to be based upon hits, or how does that work?
Well, the penalty is the time it takes you to make the makeup shot. So it's points divided by time. So it's going to take you a little extra time to take another shot.
But there's no one says penalty. Like if somebody's going there, well, she was only supposed to take 10 shots, but she took 12.
Well, there are some stages called Virginia Count where you're only allowed to take a certain number of shots, but those are pretty rare.
Right. They have a target for each shot?
Yeah, usually, let's say there are 6 targets. You take 2 shots per target. So then if you take more than 6 shots total, you get a penalty for an extra shot taken. And you get more of a penalty for an extra hit.
That's interesting. I didn't know that about USPSA. Now, in production class, or in the division you shoot in, which is production.
Yeah.
How many people show up there? What kind of a array of guns do you see them shooting production with?
It's a pretty large array. It's just got to be a factory gun that there are over 2,000 of them in production. So it can really be pretty much anything you can go and buy.
Right. I imagine your friend Mark, like Marco, who you say can shoot faster than any gun can cycle. This would probably not be a division he would shoot in, or would it be?
He does. He has. But yeah, he outruns the guns.
I need to see that happen. I'm afraid I need to figure out how that happens. But anyway, that I would like to see. I mean, when he's outrunning the gun, is he hitting the target too?
Yeah, he hits the target. He just can't pull the trigger again until the slide moves forward. So he can move his finger faster than the slide can cycle.
That's pretty fast.
Yes.
That's pretty fast.
He can outrun the timer. The timer only goes to a tenth of a second. And
wow.
He can split faster than a tenth of a second.
So what is it? What kind of a gun does he run in production?
I believe he's got a Camfoglio. I'm not sure exactly what it is.
Now, why does he have a Tanfoglio? Is yours double action, single action?
Yes. I'm not sure which kind he's got, but I think it is a Tanfoglio.
That's interesting. How much is your gun seems sort of large to me. How much does it weigh unloaded?
I don't know. I don't think it's that heavy.
Keita with all the precise stuff that you do, I'm amazed that you don't know how much a gun weighs.
Does it matter?
Well, it doesn't matter except for the fact that you are, like, when you were talking about using your gun, Keita has things set up to where she will use her gun to create momentum.
Yes.
You'll throw the gun in the direction you need to go and follow the weight of that.
Yeah, I use the gun. I use the mass of the gun to pull me out of position. And that's something I teach to our military guys as well.
That's interesting. How does that translate to somebody who's going to be running with a rifle, though?
It's even better with a rifle.
Oh, okay.
Shotgun. It has even more mass, so it works even better to pull you out of position.
So what about all of this? What do you make of all these things where people are trying to make the guns lighter?
So making it lighter makes it easier to transition, and it's easier to throw it around, but it's typically easier to reload, but it's harder to be accurate. So there's a give and a take. So you have to look at what your particular weakness is.
Right.
Play to your strengths and minimize your weaknesses.
Now, are you going to continue to use the Tanfolio, or is that just what you're doing right now?
I'm doing it right now. I'm waiting on a CZ, trying to get a trigger job, but, you know, things are kind of up in the air with COVID. So I'm going to Shadow 2 whenever I can get it.
That will be, I can tell you from experience, that will be a gun you can throw around and it will take you wherever you want to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's very similar to the Tanfolio stock, too. It does have a little bit of a wider magazine well, so it's a little easier to reload.
Right.
And it also is less finicky. It's less picky about ammunition and works right out of the box. Where the Tanfolios, you have to do some work to them before they'll run.
I know that there's some people that like to do work to their CZs. I just don't understand them.
Well, the only reason I would have to do work on my CZ is because I can't reach the trigger when it's in double action.
Gotcha. Tell everybody where the website is.
180firearmstraining.com.
And the book?
My book is Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, available on Amazon.
We'll be right back. This is The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and this is Lock and Load. Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. We're speaking with Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman who I got to observe this past weekend. I think you're going to like the bit, huh?
I had to stir the pot a little bit.
Okay, stir the pot.
I did stir the pot. So, you know, I gave you an autographed book.
Oh, I saw what you wrote to Gene. Yeah, I saw that.
I also gave one to Gene, and it said, "I like you better than Bill." Just had to stir the pot a little bit.
I know. Right now. When you go back out and look at your car, when you go look at your car and you're like, I could have swore I had tires and wheels.
And then it's going to say across the side, I like being better than Keita.
Yeah, something like that. No, I saw that. I just, who doesn't love Gene Higdon?
That's true.
I mean, he's just the easiest guy to like. I mean, Gene Higdon is the former owner of HSGI, and he now owns a business called Mean Gene Leather, which makes. Did you get you a change person to give you a tamale?
No, but I bought a couple of belts from him, and oh wait, yeah, the change purse, the one you whack people with, right?
Yeah, that's the tamale. Yeah.
Yes, he gave me one of those.
But it's really just a change purse. It's not really a bludgeon.
Right.
Wink, wink.
Right.
No, I. Who doesn't like Gene Higdon? I like him better than I like myself. But now listen. I mean, you're the one that kept bringing me the top grade people at Shunt Show. So I mean, you may like him more than me, but. You still cut me some solids, so I appreciate that.
No problem.
I do appreciate that. Is there a discipline for people that, like with USPSA, for example, is there a discipline where people that might not want to go the full route of getting the whole competition rig and everything else, although your rig was about as practical a one as I've ever seen...
Yeah, mine's pretty standard. Well, if you're shooting USPSA, you pretty much need well, if you're shooting production, you're going to need 5 magazine pouches and a belt. I like the Velcro belts with the inner and outer Velcro.
Right.
And you're going to need a holster. You only really need 5 magazines, but it's good to have extras in case something goes wrong.
Right.
And it's nice to have a backup gun. So typically people will buy 2 of the same gun in case their gun breaks, then they can just switch to the backup during the competition.
See, I've never done that, though. I've never bought 2 of the same gun. That's where it would lose me, because I like a little variety in my gun platforms. But for somebody that wanted to be in a more practical kind of setting where they're not worried about whatever it is the object of USPSA is, and where they just want to have 2 spare mags on them and they want to run a more realistic course of fire for them, right, for in a self-defense situation, which, but that's the thing, your course of fire looked fairly practical to me. How much of a difference can there be?
Well, actually, I discovered when I was doing some hand-to-hand training that actually there's a lot of carryover, and USPSA does help a lot with self-defense and real-life situations. The only thing I found that was a problem was when you're shooting a USPSA stage, you eliminate your target, then you turn and run away from it. In a real-life scenario, you never turn your back to the target. So I disarmed someone, and then I turned my back and ran, which is a tactic you can use, but typically you don't want to do that. You eliminate the threat, and then you back away from them and create space, right?
Right.
And when I first did it, I was like, why did I just do that? And then I realized this is what I've been doing for the last 3 years shooting USPSA. I eliminate my target, then I run away from it. And that's what I did.
Yeah, but I think in the real world, unless you're dealing with a bunch of crack demons, I think in the real world, if you're actually just dealing with someone that is a common garden robber of some sort, or rapist, mugger, whatever you want to say, I think probably 2 or 3 shots does them in, and you don't have to sit there and study them, you know, with a lot of detail. I think they're pretty much done at that point.
You'd be amazed what adrenaline can do. And actually in wartime situations, they use people where they threaten their wife and kids and say, you know, if you don't go strap this bomb to yourself and blow these people up, we're going to kill your family. So then they drug them with heroin and cocaine so they don't feel the pain, and they're like maniacs, and they just keep on going no matter how many times you shoot them.
Right.
And that's a tactic that's used in Iraq and those kind of areas.
Hmm.
So they just keep on going. They're like, they call them zombies, combat zombies.
I had not heard that one. I'm still struck by this. I don't know if you saw this in the news, but a few years back in Florida, there was one homeless guy that was sleeping on an overpass, he was on an underpass. He was somewhere near a bridge, let's put it that way. And another person rolled up who supposedly was on bath salts, and
scary.
Huh?
Those are scary.
Yeah. Well, this guy went full on scary. He went, he pulled all his clothes off, pulled all of his victim's clothes off, and then proceeded to start to consume his face.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, and the patrol officer that pulled up on him tried to get him to get off of the guy, and he tapped him a couple of times in the back with a Glock 22, firing, you know, self defense loads of a .40 caliber, and the guy pulled his mouth off of the his victim's face long enough to growl at the police officer.
Oh, my goodness.
And the police officer had to shoot him 6 more times.
Yeah.
To get him to cease and desist.
Oh, my goodness. Stop being in his face.
Yeah. So what?
Stop beating his face.
Yeah, well, that kind of stuff This is why I carry double stacks. I know there's a lot of really nice single stacks out there, and I like them, but the practicality of the double stack is what strikes me. Do they make a carry version of your pistol? I was curious about that, because your pistol seemed like it ran really, really well.
It does. I don't know. The stock 2 doesn't come in a carry version.
Well, that's too bad. I'll have to... You need to introduce me to somebody at Tanfolio so I can give them a good thrashing, shall I? With your curriculum, does your curriculum constantly evolve, or has it stayed about the same way? Yeah.
It's constantly evolving, always getting better, because I'm always researching and learning new things and incorporating them.
And it really is a separate thing from the shooting. The shooting is an incidental thing. That's something you do after you've completed the course, right? If you, as you're moving to the target, that's when you, that's the completion of all that movement and all the things you put in place.
Well, your body moves differently when you're shooting live ammunition. So if I take the gun away and say, hey, let's race, you're going to run naturally. But as soon as I put a gun in your hand, you're going to run like a pansy. It's just kind of how it is, because you're thinking, oh, I got to keep the gun safe. So I try to meld the two together so they're moving naturally with the gun in their hands. And once you start firing shots and add time pressure, people move even more differently. So you have to
We're running out of time. That answers that question. I knew that you were a Bruce Lee type person. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.